2 Samuel chapter 8. 2 Samuel chapter 8, look at verse 1. And after this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Methegama, out of the hand of the Philistines. Let me go back through there again. And after this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Methegama out of the hand of the Philistines. I want to talk to you for a few minutes today on the thought that God dropped into my spirit after this. After this. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made. This is a divine appointment. We are here on purpose. We're here to hear a word from heaven. Lord, we know that there is a word in season, and we're here to receive that word today. God, somebody needs this word. This is a lifeline for somebody. Somebody, Lord, is standing in this place right now, and this word is going to be a lifeline to them, Lord. Somebody listening to this message today, Lord, somebody that's going to hear it on podcast or some other medium, God, it's going to be to them a lifeline, and they're going to know, God, that you are in their corner, that you are for them. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you just put your hands together, bless him with a clap today, and honor the Lord in his house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. After this, everybody say after this. After this. Somebody needs an after this morning. You're going to help me minister this morning. I don't like to do it all by myself, so you need to look at somebody. You need to get somebody by the hand. You need to make sure that you can look at somebody in the face, and I want you to begin to minister to them. Help me out with this today. I want you to look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, hold on.
Hold on.
Say, neighbor, don't lose hope. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't turn the switch of faith off. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, there's something beyond this. Tell them this is not the end. Say, this is just a temporary inconvenience. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, this is just a hallway. Tell them this is the in-between place. Say, neighbor, this is just the valley between two mountains. So hold on. Say, neighbor, hold on. Say, there is an after this. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I came to this pulpit today to speak to you, to prophesy, to release this word. There is an after this. There is something beyond this. Sometimes in life we go through an in-between place, the valley between the mountains, the hallway, the temporary inconvenience. But when we're going through those places, don't turn the switch of faith off. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. This place in between. Sometimes this place in between is called the meanwhile. Has anybody ever been in the meanwhile? What do you mean? What does meanwhile mean? Well, I think it means this. I think it means it's mean while you're there. I think it means that it's hard. It's painful. It's a trying time. It's a dark time. It's uncertain times in the meanwhile. Remember after Elijah, he's calling down fire from heaven. After his servant sees the little cloud, comes back with a good report. I see a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. The Bible says, and it came to pass in the meanwhile. In the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. The great rain, the blessing, the answer came after the meanwhile. In the meanwhile, the great blessing came after the meanwhile, but in the meanwhile, there were clouds dark clouds and wind. For somebody today listening to my voice, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you are there right now. You are in the meanwhile. You're in that meanwhile, that place where the harsh winds of adversity are blowing in your life right now and the dark clouds are obscuring the sunlight. You're in the meanwhile. It is a place of testing. It's a place of waiting. Waiting on the doctor's report. Waiting on this to work out. Waiting on that to work out. Waiting on this to happen. Waiting on that to happen. A place of uncertainty, of not knowing. That valley of testing and trusting. And the wind is blowing hard in your face. But God sent me to this pulpit with this word in my spirit today to prophesy in this house and declare an after this. After this, I kept hearing this going over and over in my spirit. After this, there is an after this. I don't know what it is today. I don't know what this might be to you today, but I'm telling you, there is an after this. Somebody shout out after this.
After this.
Say after this.
After this.
Now listen. I love this. And after this, I don't know what all of this was, but after it, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them and took that place. Now watch. I love this. That word smote means attack. Smite. Hit. Conquer. Punish. Destroy. That's what he did to the Philistines. He attacked them. He smote them. He hit them. He conquered. He punished them. He went after them. And then the Bible says he subdued them. Oh, glory to God. He subdued them. That word subdued means to bring low, to bring into subjection, to humiliate. Let me say something right there. Let me just be honest, okay? God never said that if we were serving Him, we would never have a problem. Come unto me, all ye that have it rough in the world, and everything will be wonderful. You'll never have another problem. That's not what he said. He never said that you would never have to fight the devil. He never told you that you would never get sick. He never said you'd never be attacked or never have problems in your family. He promised us, this is what he promised us, that he would be with us through it all. That's what he promised us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My rod and my staff will comfort you. I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Oh, hallelujah. If you live long enough, you're going to go through something. If you live long enough, you're going to experience some sickness. If you live long enough, you're going to experience some heartbreak. If you live long enough, you're going to experience some pain of disappointment. It's just going to happen. It's just going to happen because it's part of life. And if you live long enough and serve God, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if you live long enough, the devil is not going to like it. He's not going to like you. And you'll have to deal with him at some point. Now, another scripture. I love this scripture. It's ministered to me so many times. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. See, he never said you wouldn't go through the waters. He never said you wouldn't go through the fire. He never said that you wouldn't experience a night in the lion's den. But he said he would not allow the fire to burn you up or consume you. And he said he would not allow the waters to drown you. They will not overflow you. And here's what the Lord told me to tell you today. Here's what he said. If you will not give up, if you'll not give in to fear and doubt, if you'll keep on walking through the fire, if you'll keep on praising God in the midnight hour, if you'll hold on to his word in the face of every contrary and negative report, then you, my friend, will come to and after this. You will come to and after this. I don't know what this is for you today. This for you may be a doctor's bad report. This for you may be a season of long sickness. This may be for you a loss of a loved one. This may be a painful divorce. This may be a deep pit of debt. I don't know what this is to you today, and I don't have to know it all. All I have to know is this: there is an after this. I said there is an after this. I came into this house today with it in my spirit from God above to prophesy in this house and to release an after this. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what hell is trying to do. I came to prophesy there is an after this. And after this, things are going to change. After this, we're going to see the glory of God. After this, you will laugh again. After this, you will dance again. After this, you will shout again. After this, you will love again. After this, somebody say, after this.
After this.
After this. After this. After this. God never promised me a rose garden. He never promised me a trouble-free life. He never promised me a mountain with no valleys. But he did promise an after this. Yes, David fought with the Philistines. They caused him much grief. Goliath was a Philistine. Goliath was not the only Philistine David ever fought. Yes, the Philistines won a few rounds. Shock, huh? They won a few rounds. David took some hits. I mean, remember Ziklag. Sometimes the enemy gets through. Burned his houses, stole his children, took his crops, everything, fled with him, destroyed everything they had. Thank God they recovered their families and crops. I mean, husbandry, their animals. But David took some hits. David felt the pain. And friends, today, I love you too much to stand behind a pulpit and tell you that being a Christian is a trouble-free life, that you'll never walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that you'll never hear a doctor's bad report, that you'll never cry over wayward children, that you'll never be lied on, that you'll never lose someone you love, or that there won't be times when you feel like quitting. I can't do that. I would be lying to you, because it's not true. We all go through stuff. But I can tell you, on the authority of God's word, if you will hold on, you will come to and after this. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, after this. Say, I'm coming to an after this. Listen, listen. You will come to an after this. What happened after this? The Bible says, David smote the Philistines and David subdued them. Subdued means to bring down, to beat down, to bring under subjection. And my favorite definition is humiliate. Oh, hallelujah. David smote them. David humiliated them. Oh, hallelujah. Humiliate means to embarrass or put to shame. Ah, Rabosha. I believe I'm starting to feel a humiliating anointing beginning to come into this house today. I believe somebody is getting ready to step into an after this. And I believe somebody is getting ready to humiliate the devil and to embarrass the devil and to put him to shame. Let me tell you something, friend. Every time the devil throws something at you that fails, it humiliates him. Every time the devil sets a trap for you and he misses you, it humiliates him. Every time he throws an offense at you and it fails to stick, it humiliates him. Every time he knocks you down and you get back up stronger, it humiliates him. Every time he throws something at you and it backfires in his face, it humiliates him. I just feel a humiliating anointing in here today. I feel like somebody's going to embarrass the devil. I feel like, oh, Shatalamaha. I feel like somebody is going to put the devil to shame, because what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn it around, and God is going to make it work for your good. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Let me just put it in my words. Let me put that verse in my words. And after this, this is how the Bible reads it. After this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Metheg Amma out of the hand of the Philistines. And you can keep on going with how David smote them and kept on smiting them. But let me put it in my words. After this, the tables were turned. After this, David bounced back stronger. After this, David made the enemy sorry he ever messed with him. After this, David hit the enemy right where it hurt. After this, David humiliated the enemy and publicly embarrassed him and put him to shame. After this. That's what I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I really had to fight. I was wanting to jump on Facebook and share it with the world. And I was wanting to jump on Periscope. And I was wanting to, and the Lord said, no, you give it to your flock first. You give them the best first. And then feed the others. And I heard this in my spirit so strong. And the Lord said, prophesy. And after this in the house. Because people are going through things. People are fighting through things. People are going through battles. People are experiencing adversity. There's hardship. Some of you are in the meanwhile. You're in that mean place. You're in that place of clouds and blackness and darkness. You're in that place of uncertainty. You're in that place of testing and trying. But this is a prophetic word today. There's an after this. There's an after this. And after this, we're going to smite the devil. After this, we're going to put him to shame. After this, we're going to publicly humiliate him. After this, we're going to make him sorry that he ever messed with us. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Stand with me all over this house. I want to ask you today, is there anybody in this house? How many in this house? Because I know what I'm talking about by the Spirit. And I know some in the natural, what people are going through. But if you need an after this, I want you to come. I want you to come. If you need an after this, I want you to come. Because I'm going to release an after this anointing today in this house. I'm going to release an after this anointing. Did you know you can get an after this anointing while you're in the meanwhile?
Yeah.
Amen. How many understand what I'm saying? You can get an after this anointing while you're in the meanwhile. God can place His anointing upon you for victory while you're passing through the valley. You don't have to wait till you get to the end before you get the anointing for victory. You don't have to wait till you get to the end before that touch of power and that anointing begins to rest upon you and begins to lift you, energize you, and strengthen you, and encourage you, and confirm you. Is there anybody else? If you are not standing here today, would you please reach your hands forward to these that are and agree with me? Because there are people before me today that are going through real battles and going through real struggles. And you're in the meanwhile. You're in that place where things are uncertain, where you can't see the end and you don't know what the end will be. And we don't always know what the end will be, but we know there's an after this. We know there's an after this. See, God never promised us that we wouldn't have to fight the Philistines. He never promised us that we would never even be hit and that we wouldn't feel the pain. He never promised us that. But He said there's an after this. And He said all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, who are the called according to His purpose. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel.
Yes.
Don't lose your confession.
Right.
Don't let go of the word while you're going through that ugly meanwhile.
Right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, just lift your hands right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have delivered in this house to this flock, our flock, the word that you deposited in my spirit. After this, I heard it by the Holy Spirit and I release it in this house. I release it after this anointing right now. I release it after this anointing right now in the name of Jesus. That no matter what is happening in the meanwhile, I release it after this anointing, God. That after this, we are coming out stronger. After this, we are coming out bolder. After this, we're going to humiliate the enemy. After this, we're going to publicly put to shame the enemy. After this, we're going to come forth stronger and better than ever before. And I release that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. I release it after this anointing. I release an anointing to humiliate the devil, to publicly embarrass the devil, and to put the devil to shame, and to subdue the enemy. To publicly embarrass the enemy, to humiliate the enemy, to put him to shame publicly and embarrass him and make him sorry that he ever messed with us. God, we release that after this anointing. We release that after this anointing right now. Tolabochada, Kabalabasa. That they're coming forth stronger. She's coming forth with greater peace, greater victory, greater authority, greater power, a greater anointing, presence of God in her life, Lord. And after this anointing upon her life, God, from this day forward, that we walk in it after this anointing. We're taking the enemy. We're subduing the enemy. We're bringing him under in the name of Jesus. God, almost shy. And after this anointing, I release it now, God. I release it now. Oh, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel that after this anointing. Devil, you're going to be sorry. You're going to mess with us. You're going to be sorry. We're going to publicly put you to shame. Publicly humiliate you. Oh, God, after this anointing. Oh, just a day to be born. Oh, son of a day. After this, Lord. Joy and peace and victory, Lord. To
You're going to be sorry you came to our house. You're going to be sorry you came to our block. You're going to be sorry you came to our city. Hallelujah. How many feel like that after this anointing is on you right now?
Amen.
How many feel like you're ready to make the devil sorry that he messed with you? Hallelujah. 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 Sister Lynn, would you dismiss us today in prayer?
Lord God, we come to you now and we just thank you,
yes,
Lord, for what you've given us today, the words that you've given us. We just pray that you would help us to hide them in our hearts, that we would not leave here as we came.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We praise
yes, Lord.
You and we worship you and
Woo.
We
yes,
ask that you would
thank
go with
you.
Those that as we leave today and bring them back again tonight safely so that we could learn more about you and be in your presence once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Woo! Glory.